Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and today I am speaking with Kelly Miller and Brandy Sutherland from the Center for Healthy Teen Relationships, which is a project of the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. It's great to have both of you here, and we are going to be talking about today the work that you're doing in Idaho that's coinciding with the recent release of the movie Hunger Games. Brandy, why don't I start with you? Why did you choose to do something about the movie and also the very popular book, Hunger Games?
We really saw the Hunger Games as depicting this society where male and female characters display this full range of characteristics that don't necessarily conform to traditional gender stereotypes. And we thought that this would be a great connection, talk about gender equality and how to promote healthy relationships amongst teens.
You've done a lot of work, part of Start Strong Initiative, which is one of 11 programs around the country, and also many other prevention initiatives that have been focusing on trying to prevent teen dating violence or teen dating abuse. So why do you focus on building healthy relationships as your prevention strategy?
It's a basis of modeling what a healthy relationship looks like for teens, as opposed to entering discussion with teens from the other end where abuse has already occurred. So we like to be able to model and give what the characteristics of a healthy relationship is about prior to talking about the response of that particular topic. We talk about it from a prevention standpoint.
When we look at our primary prevention of teen dating violence, that we need to really look at how we want to promote the behaviors that we believe in. And that sounds like something is a central tenet of the way that you're approaching doing this work. Opening night, I think, was one of the highest grossing films ever. You were out there, and can you describe the work that you were doing with the audiences and the types of activities that you were engaged in?
Spoke with a local pretty hip movie theater downtown Boise, Idaho, and they partnered with us and gave us a great space to be able to put on high-tech interactive survey where we were able to incorporate some of our technology along with a great PowerPoint-based survey that seemed to attract teens from the time they walked in the door up until the time that the movie premiered at 12:06 after midnight. And the survey was asking teens about gender equality and gender empowerment as it relates to Hunger Games and also their own experience of gender equality in their lives and what they are seeing happening and what they believe in their own lives.
So you took this opportunity of all these young people who've been lining up for hours to watch this movie at midnight as it opens, and then this became an opportunity for them to talk about healthy relationships.
I remember one probably 14-year-old young man standing there watching all of the lines and lines of teens waiting to take the survey. He said something to the effect of, you know, I didn't really think about gender equality when I read the books and about this movie, but now that I really think about it, there was a girl that really kicked some butt, and he thought that was great.
Avoiding trying to say the line, let the game begin. In this, we see the female protagonist, Katniss, is a very strong woman, and there's also different what we typically see about men. Can you describe that in the movie?
One of the main characters, the male characters in the movie, is named Peeta Mellark. He is Katniss's male counterpart, where Katniss really shows a strong, intelligent, confident, and she's skilled at hunting, and he's an archery master. Male counterpart, Peeta, being physically strong, he's also depicted as being very emotionally expressive. He's a baker, very artistic, a cake decorator, tends to prefer to negotiate and be verbal prior to becoming physically aggressive as a means to solve problems. It was just a real great opportunity to be able to see where boys and girls could have equal power and equal opportunity for survival.
Kelly, I want to ask you about why do you think it's important to be able to use popular culture such as the Hunger Games for being able to do teen dating abuse prevention and promoting healthy relationships?
For us, it's learning to be where teens are at. So we do a lot of work in schools, but frankly, it's some of our work outside of schools where teens are really enmeshed and engaged with hot new teen pop culture movie, book, whatever it is, seeing if we can wrap some of our positive, healthy relationship messaging around that. And what we heard from the teens, because we make sure we have teens in our office, so we always have our pulse on that teen life, is what we were hearing is that this movie was picking up steam. And we had all read the books at the Idaho Coalition. That was part of our way to decide, you know, how could we wrap some messaging around there as a teachable moment. And yeah, this movie just offered just so many opportunities. And we see the trajectory with the release of the video being another opportunity and the release of the second movie and the third movie, which gets really much more in depth in terms of relationship issues. But the first one just really gave us that whole framework about gender equality and those fluid gender roles and, you know, that being really a foundation in terms of prevention of abuse and sexual violence and all the types of power-based or gender-based violence that we're working to prevent.
Now, of course, you have in the past done some really interesting work that we've talked about in previous interviews with the Twilight movies, which also became another way to look at these issues. So this is an ongoing theme as you're going through the popular teen movies, it appears.
You know, I think it's just because, you know, popular culture, movies in particular, TV shows are just something that really it resonates with young people. And it's a way to have conversations about topics that they might not otherwise be interested in. And we don't wrap this work around saying, well, we're doing Hunger Games because we're going to prevent abusive relationships or sexual violence. But we talked about it in terms of, let's talk about the gender roles and gender equality. And isn't that awesome that Katniss is so strong and Peyton is so emotionally expressive? So it's just an opportunity that we just can't let pass by. And I have to say it's also fun. It's fun for our staff. It's fun for our teen activists, and it's fun for the participants that are actively engaging with us at the movie theater. As Brandy talked about with the premiere, we're talking a Thursday night, school night. Over 400 11 to 18-year-olds were surveyed using the clickers and doing this awesome interactive survey. So it was just an opportunity not to be missed.
What were some of the things that came out of the survey? What were some of the findings that you see?
There were over 400 Idaho teens who took the survey, and we were able to utilize over 300 of the statistics from that. And really what that was showing us is over two-thirds of 11 to 18-year-olds that were surveyed believed that gender equality was the most important message of the movie. And they specifically chose statements from the survey, such as that Katniss, Peeta, and Gale were all able to show different but equally good ways to be strong, and that it was important that Katniss makes her own choices, and really this whole statement that gender equality changes everything. What we did find, which was quite interesting, was 78% of the 11 to 12-year-olds who were surveyed say that they experienced gender equality most or all of the time in their life, but then it definitely took a decrease to about 54 and 59% respectively between 13 and 16-year-olds saying that they experienced gender equality in their own lives most or all of the time. So there was definitely a decrease between that particular age group, that middle school and moving up into the high school age area there. Another key piece that teens indicated to us was that they felt overwhelmingly that media sends messages to teens that they are of more value when they are in a relationship versus being valued as individuals for their own individual traits. That was quite interesting and definitely gave us a place to really start from in terms of focusing on the gender equality and touching on how gender equality can really help promote healthy relationships, just healthy individuals to start off, and then ultimately healthy relationships.
What I like about your campaign is that it was not something that you're doing just opening night, but it's actually a way to continue using Hunger Games as a catalyst for this conversation that can be used in our prevention efforts. And so you've actually developed a teaching guide talking about gender empowerment and Hunger Games. And so can you describe that a little bit?
We had the idea to distribute it more as an interventions activity distributed to English teachers and social studies teachers throughout Idaho in hopes that they may be able to utilize this opportunity to talk about gender equality and gender empowerment on the coattails, if you will, of the Hunger Games and the things that we were finding out from Idaho teens. The lesson plan is geared around specific activities that focus on Katniss and PETA and their individual strengths and characteristics and just overall traits that made them both be able to show strong characteristics and just be their true selves. So we have the lesson plan that's made out for middle school students and also for another section that's geared more towards the older age in high school. And we are debuting that today via some email and then also some mass mailings out to our teachers. And this will also be available to other folks who are interested in getting this out into their schools and communities.
These materials will be available on the Prevent Connect website. So just go to Prevent Connect and look up Hunger Games, and you will find not just this podcast, but also all the materials. I'm really glad to see that you're taking these efforts and using the opportunities with the culture to be able to help create change. Any last words that you want to say about the work that you've been doing with Hunger Games?
May the odds ever be in your favor. And so I think really, really look at this as an opportunity for any prevention folks out there in the community to take this lesson plan and use it either now or when the movie comes out by video and expand and enhance our conversation about the relationship between gender equality and healthy relationships as a way to really prevent violence in our communities and relationships.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Kelly Miller and Brandy Sutherland in there with the Center for Healthy Teen Relationships, which is a project of the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. And thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CALCASA.org.